Mandi Restaurant has been serving customers in Istanbul for over 6 years. Its owner, İsam Abdi, left Syria at the start of the civil war. But now that he owns 2 restaurants and his children at university, Abdi sees only Turkey offering him a future.
We established a new life here, a new base here. I think nothing left for me there. It's difficult to go there. Nothing left, yeah.
Why? Because?
Because of the war. Not safe there. They say in Damascus it's safe, but it's no electric, no gas, no nothing. I mean, it's difficult to live there. It's easier here. And as I said, we established anew from zero here, and now we are going good. My kids learned Turkish language, and they are studying in university and schools. They started their lives, you know. It's good. I'm hoping good for them and continue their life successfully.
Siz bizi hiçbir zaman samimi olmadınız. Ta 63'ten bu yana oyaladınız.
But Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan wants to return up to 2 million refugees to Syria. They would be returned to what Ankara calls a safe haven, the area seized by Turkish forces in early October in an operation against Kurdish militias. But international relations expert Soli Özel of Istanbul's Kadir Has University says Erdogan's plans face serious obstacles, in particular from the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad.
I don't see any reason why Bashar al-Assad will want any of those refugees back, and he certainly will not take most of them back. I just don't see it, okay? We're stuck. We might as well admit it and then try to actually take care of those things, unless we put them in trucks and dump them on the other side of the border.
Already, Amnesty International has accused Turkey of forcibly deporting refugees back to Syria. And Istanbul police have started rounding up refugees who do not have documentation or permission to live in Syria. Police say all those who are returned to Syria do so willingly. But 17-year-old Syrian Amjad disagrees.
A police officer stopped me to check my ID, but I didn't have it with me. I said my family could bring it within 10 minutes. He said okay, but then sent me to the Tuzla police station outside of Istanbul, and then sent to Syria, to Idlib. But I don't know anyone there. I'm from Damascus, not Idlib. There was so much fighting and bombing there, it was terrible. I was very scared.
Amjad was able to return to Turkey after his family proved he had documentation. Back in Istanbul, Amjad sees only a future for himself in Turkey.
When the war ends, I can go back, but only to visit. I won't stay there. I work here and I have social security. I'll be like everyone else in Turkey.
However, with a slowing economy aggravating growing discontent by Turks over the refugee presence, Erdogan is facing increasing pressure to move forward on his plan. Over 80% of respondents in a recent opinion poll want all Syrians to immediately leave. But Erdogan insists all repatriations will be voluntary. For Syrian Ali, he has no intention of leaving. Ali is just finishing his 1-year intensive Turkish course ahead of starting a business degree at Istanbul University. For Syrians, education is free. For Ali, he sees only a future in Istanbul.
I need to continue my university and graduate. After that, I need to make experience in ICT field or business management. After that, the future in Turkey better than the future in Syria. Maybe 10 years, 15 years.
With Syrians present in most towns and cities across Turkey, along with mounting domestic pressure for their return, Erdogan's aim to repatriate millions of Syrian refugees could pose his greatest challenge. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.